Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. Today is June 8th, year of our Lord 2020. The world is in chaos for a variety of different reasons along a lot of different axes, and for most of them, to be blunt, it probably should be. Now let's see what happened last week in the wide world of AWS, but before we do, this episode is sponsored in part by DigitalOcean, a cloud provider that just works. You don't have to spend years of your life learning how clouds work. Click button, receive resource, whether that's a droplet, a load balancer, a database, object storage, or even a managed Kubernetes instance, which one of those is not like the other ones. In any case, feel free to learn more at do.co/morning. That's do.co/morning. Now let's see what our friends at AWS have gotten up to. Amazon Aurora PostgreSQL Global Database supports Managed Recovery Point Objective, or RPO. The RTO, or Recovery Time Objective, of course, remains fixed at however long it takes the snapshot to finish restoring. Amazon Redshift now delivers better cold query performance by significantly improving compilation times. Today, I learned that you can compile SQL queries or SQL queries to your preference. Now that I know that, I'm about to go learn whether you can flavor cheap vodka with coffee. Amazon SageMaker components for Kubeflow pipelines. Look, right now, venture capital investments are down across the board due to the macroeconomic climate. Amazon could not possibly have picked a worse time to smash machine learning together with Kubernetes. Announcing cross-cluster search support for Amazon Elasticsearch service. Declaring success on having made Elasticsearch fun and easy to maintain, Amazon decides to ramp up the complexity. Chaos Search weeps for the souls of the Amazonians. Announcing the general availability of Amazon EC2 G4DN bare metal instances, GPU instances with up to 8 NVIDIA T4 GPUs. And, of course, a G4DN.12x large has 4 GPUs, while a G4DN.16x large has only 1 GPU because, oh my god, Amazon, are you kidding me? Announcing storage controls for schemas in Amazon Redshift. In a withering blow to their quarterly revenue, you can now restrict the amount of disk space used by a schema in Amazon Redshift. AWS Data Migration Service now supports copying graph data from relational sources to Amazon Neptune. Yet, for some reason, you're charged as if it were copying graph data from relational sources to the planet Neptune. AWS Deep Composer announces auto-regressive CNN algorithm for generating compositions and an associated learning capsule to understand the machine learning concepts. The AI has apparently broken free of the Deep Composer and begun writing AWS release headlines. AWS Direct Connect enables failover testing. This is part of their resiliency toolkit. Think of it as AWS extending chaos engineering principles beyond the existing crapshoot of just running in the bad AZ of US East 1. AWS Systems Manager Explorer now adds support for a delegated administrator account to view operational data across multiple accounts and regions. Okay, this is interesting. You can leverage organizations without having to log into the master account for one last thing, which is good. At this blistering pace of innovation, we'll be able to delegate everything to a non-master account in an organization by 2040 at the earliest. Database activity streams now available for Aurora with MySQL compatibility. It's 10 o'clock. Do you know what your database is doing? Of course you don't. But with this enhancement, you can pretend like you do when asked by regulators. Introducing AWS Cloud Endure Migration Factory Solution. Cloud Endure Migration Factory is probably the most scathing on-the-nose name to come out of AWS in the past year. It's perfect. Think about this. You endure it. There's no one migration. It's a series of small migrations, and you're just running the migration factory. And of course, you're paying through the nose for the entire thing. Beautiful. I am astonished that that got out of the lab. Real-time anomaly detection support in Amazon Elasticsearch Service. Detecting anomalies is harder than it sounds. This feature starts by detecting you're using Amazon Elasticsearch on purpose. Instead of that, you should look into using Chaos Search, who is also sponsoring this episode. What is Chaos Search? It's a scalable log analysis service that lets you add new workloads in minutes, not days or weeks. Click, boom, done. Chaos Search is for you if you're trying to get a handle on processing multiple terabytes or more of log and event data per day at a disruptive price. One more thing for those of you who have been down this well-trod path to disappointment before, Chaos Search is a fully managed solution that isn't playing marketing games with you when they say fully managed. The data lives within your S3 buckets, and that's really all you have to care about. There's no management of servers because there's no data movement. Check them out at chaossearch.io and tell them Corey sent you. Watch for the wince when you say my name. That's chaossearch.io. Tighten S3 permissions for your IAM users and roles using Access History of S3 Actions. Hey, this is the only set of permissions that this role has used. You can turn everything else off is a super handy feature, and I like it. Now, I want something that's sort of aligned from the opposite end. I want to be able to give a resource an open policy to do anything in a test environment. Then I make that resource do whatever it's going to wind up doing start to finish. And at the end, say, great, here's an IAM policy that has automatically been built that allows you to do exactly the things you just did and nothing else. The end. It's hard to get, apparently, because we haven't had anything like it. But this gets a little closer to that dream. And lastly, new Amazon EC2 C5A instances powered by second generation AMD EPYC processors. They're 10% less expensive is the only thing that AWS is saying with respect to how it performs to the Intel-powered C5 family. So I don't honestly know whether I should root for AMD or Intel here. Obviously, I'm going to choose which one of these I pick based upon marketing. So, who has a better booth at the next conference I visit, AMD or Intel? Intel's had a strong showing historically, but AMD is seeing interesting marketing dollars. Needless to say, marketing opportunities are available to both companies. If you're interested in this, visit lastweekinaws.com and click on sponsorships. And that's what happened last week in the wide world of AWS. Far more happened outside the world of AWS, but that is a subject for different podcasts with a different focus. I am Cloud Economist Corey Quinn, and this is the AWS Morning Brief.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.